What's up, everybody? Back once again. This is one of the few times where we do a kind of a panel thing, like we're the media essentially. And we pick our awards. So there's just four of us, so it's not like there's, I don't even know how much actual media voters. There's 300, 200. I don't know the exact number, maybe it's 100 and something. But four of us on a panel will decide who gets what award. On, except for obviously the NBA teams, as it's just we're not gonna go through all the headaches of that, but we'll see. Interesting enough, who most people have for these awards coming up. Although I think we may ha have a lot of the same here. I think we're season we're mostly impressed by the same guys. All right, we don't want to sit out here and start with anything too boring to start. So let's get right into it. Let's start with MVP. Is there any of you who actually, I know someone who's passionate about this topic who probably wants to start, give us his MVP pick of why, man. Feliz, go ahead.
It's Embiid. Pretty obvious. I said it before the season too. Like it was just written in the stars.
That was my prediction too. So you said it's obvious, man. So obviously, I don't know if anybody here is picking Jokic for the MVP or not, but we'll see if they make a case.
If somebody says someone other than Embiid or Jokic,
Oh yeah, one of those two. That'd be crazy, I'm not gonna lie. Giannis, you
yeah.
think Giannis maybe have an outside shot?
I mean, bro, if the CBA was implemented this year, like it literally wouldn't qualify.
Giannis, wouldn't you say?
Yeah, Giannis wouldn't qualify. He's only played 64 games. He's missed more games than Embiid.
Do they have any more games? Are they playing tomorrow?
Probably they have like a game or two left, but like they're not playing for shit, so they're probably just resting their players.
Yeah, no, definitely. Definitely. But I think if the new CBA was in effect, I think Giannis, they'll
They
probably have him play for like two
literally have
minutes.
one more game left and they're locked into the one seed. So it's like,
Yeah, they wouldn't necessarily wouldn't want to play Giannis and risk injury for no reason.
yeah, like they already got Middleton like on the shelf. So it's like you don't want
It's
to rest
almost
anybody.
scary. Like it's becoming the what happened last year essentially.
Yeah.
With them. Hopefully though he's back. I don't know. Was there any updates on him? If he's gonna be back in 7 days for the playoffs?
I think they said that like he's like trying to return for the first round, but I didn't really see anything after that. I haven't really been keeping up with that. With that team that
Yeah,
much.
I think personally they don't need him for the first round, but obviously if you have to play Philly,
I mean,
yeah,
yeah,
they'd be.
considering they're gonna play probably like the Raptors or the Bulls or the Hawks, maybe. Probably not. One of those three teams, like they probably don't need him.
All right, so you said Embiid, obviously, right? What makes you say it's an obvious answer for Joel Embiid?
I mean, he's leading the league in scoring. The Sixers have a top 10 defense for like the sixth year in a row. It might be higher than top 10. He's averaging 33 and hold on, does this fat fuck actually average 10 rebounds? I had to search
Yes,
this
he
up.
is. He's averaging 10 point something.
Wow, he actually starts to rebound. But yeah, he's averaging 33 points. He's averaging 10 rebounds. His playmaking this year has been good. I mean, y'all see what the alternative to Joel Embiid is. It's Paul Reed and fucking Dwayne Dedman. And at one point it was Montrezl Harrell. Like that's how bad it was. Or if not, it's PJ Tucker at the five. So that's you know it's bad.
That is true. It is a pretty bad fall off for whoever replaces Embiid, which it can will be very critical in the postseason
I mean, the
as
on-off
it plays out.
numbers speak for themselves, man. Even if y'all just watch the Sixers on like a semi-regular basis, y'all will see. As soon as Embiid comes off the floor, the Sixers are getting steamrolled.
Definitely. No, I definitely think I personally like obviously Felice, you're one of our four panelists today. You have Embiid as your MVP, and I completely wholeheartedly agree with you. I personally have him as an MVP. And also I think that just this last week with Jokic just having some pretty bad performances and Embiid having
Missing
that
games. It's
52
not even
point game.
bad performance. He looks like he's not even trying.
Well, it's still they still counts, right? We don't want to excuse him.
No, I'm saying no, it counts for sure, but I'm saying like, bro, he shoots like 9 times some games. It's like he
Yeah,
don't
like no
even
effort.
try.
Bro, the
He's just going through the Rockets
motions.
game was bad.
Yeah,
Like, that was
exactly.
trolling.
Yeah.
Like, just
And today
today, he
too,
had
they
six
lost. Didn't they lose
points.
against Utah today?
Why is he playing?
I don't
I don't
know.
know
I
how
don't
he's
know
putting
why.
up
They
that. He
really
dropped
have
like
no
6 points
reason,
on
but
like he barely shot as well.
I think Mike Malone is
Shot
like
five
really
times.
mad about their performances. So that's probably why he
Hold
made
on.
them play.
Let me check what his assist number is at.
I also think
Motherfucker.
the team bias isn't really there. I know the Nuggets are gonna be the one seed, but the Sixers also have 53 wins. We'll have more wins than
The Sixers
they have
have
more
one
wins
extra
than
win.
Denver.
Yeah, they
Yeah,
do.
they have
So,
one extra win, so I don't even see the
and
win bias.
probably a harder conference. Actually, I don't know. Maybe it's been kind of mid, but
I don't know. I will say the East has been tougher than the West a little bit, at least just because of the
because
fact
with
I think
the
more
teams with
health
the West, yeah. In the
out
West,
there.
literally, if you're not the fucking like Nuggets, actually, even the Nuggets had some injury problems. Literally, every single team in the entire Western Conference, besides the Kings, like did not have their team for an extended period of time.
Right. So I don't think the West is mid. I just think it will. It's just so much injuries have ruined teams that when the playoffs start, I think, as I said earlier in the year, and I still really hold true to that statement, that
Wide open.
I won't be shocked if, for example, whoever gets the 8 seed, whether that's the Pelicans who get Zion back, the Timberwolves, the Lakers, I guess tomorrow there's some variation where Golden State can drop to that spot,
Oh God,
where
they could drop.
they could
Yeah,
drop. If
man.
they lose tomorrow, and the Lakers win, the Warriors would be in the play-in in the 7-8 game, and then obviously they lose that, then they would be playing for their season. But yeah, I could see Denver losing to any of those teams in round one, and I wouldn't be shocked because I think a lot of people are like, "Oh, Denver looked dominant in the West." Yeah, but I mean, your competition, for example, Memphis, the number 2 seed, literally had Ja out for how long? JJ missed like 20 games almost. Bane missed 20 games, so. A lot of these guys, I mean, Steven Adams has been out literally the last 2 months. Brandon Clark's season is over. So even the second seed alone, who I think the Memphis Grizzlies are the most complete team in the conference. Not anymore, obviously, because they're missing a lot of guys entering the postseason, a lot of critical guys, at least in the center
They
department.
have no big man.
Yeah, with
They're gonna
Brandon
sign
Clark
Clark.
and
They
Steven
literally
Adams.
signed Kenneth Lofton to an actual NBA contract because they don't have bigs.
Right.
Yeah,
So as
maybe you can suit
Azad,
up Felice.
yeah.
What happened? I
He
said
said you
maybe you
need
can
to
suit
suit up
up
at
the.
center.
Yeah,
I mean, Jaws penetration. I mean,
Whoa.
you could. No,
All
man,
right, man.
he can penetrate the defense and you can
All
be
right.
inside.
All right, that's an interesting choice of words there. That's all I'm gonna
Right.
say.
Yeah, not really, but
But
right.
nonetheless, I think this last week has sealed the deal for Embiid MVP. 52
I think
point game.
after 52
Boston.
points,
Yeah.
yeah, after that game, for sure.
So I got MVP Embiid as my MVP. His defense, again, as Felice mentioned, Philadelphia's defense has been good this year. Embiid, I know beginning to start the year, he seemed poor on defense. Maybe he just started the year a little bit
It's
slower.
start of the year he had plantar fasciitis. I don't know how to say that
Okay.
shit. I still don't.
That
But
that's
it's
a
like
pretty
a
bad
foot
injury.
injury. Yeah.
Yeah.
So he probably wasn't like conditioned, I imagine.
Obviously, though, compared to the person we're comparing him to in the MVP discussions, it's really not close even when he's bad. So, yeah, he's better on defensive side of the ball pretty easily. Obviously, Jokic has a big impact on the game as well. I'm not going to deny that. Nor do I think it's an issue if someone thinks he deserves MVP. The just the one narrative I think that needs to be deaded in the MVP discussion is the fact that, oh, Jokic just shouldn't win a third time in a row. That's not really.
Yeah, that doesn't. That's kind of lazy.
Yeah, that's not a fair way to look at it. If he deserves 3 times in a row, well, guess what? Give it to him. But I think really Embiid this year, especially towards the end of the year, with how brutal we spoke about how bad that Philly schedule was, out of the
Yeah.
All-Star break, they've done very well, and Embiid himself has been spectacular. I mean, he dropped. I think he gave like 40 to Rudy. He just gave 52 to Boston. Along the way, he's had some pretty big games against tough opponents defensively along the way. So I think he deserves MVP just for that. It's so close, but I think this last week kind of should solidify it for Embiid. So personally, me, I'm
I don't
voting
think it's
Embiid.
I don't think it's I don't think it's close anymore. A lot of the people that actually have votes are staying, they're gonna vote for Embiid.
Yeah, should be Embiid. Anybody had Jokic here on our panel?
Was close, but Embiid closed the gap. So the gaps got bigger after last week.
So you got Embiid, so what you say?
Yeah.
He's out.
I also have Embiid. I mean, I feel like, especially with how Jokic's been recently, like, it's like, I don't know. I just Embiid's been just crazy recently, especially that statement game he had against Boston.
Jokic, he hasn't really played that much.
Yeah, it's like, bro, I don't know. I don't know what's up with the Nuggets. Like they're resting a lot, which I mean, obviously, they're gearing for the playoffs. They have a lot of injury prone players, but yeah, there's like so many games where he has like 10 shot attempts or like 11 shot attempts. Like it's not even that like he's being inefficient. It's just like he's just not doing anything really. He's like not shooting that much. But yeah, I still think Jokic is like the best center in basketball, but I feel like
Yeah, I
Joel
still think that.
Embiid is the MVP.
I was so mad when Bede rested that one day to play the
That
Nuggets.
Monday game. It was a Monday, yeah, against the
I
Denver
mean,
Nuggets.
they
That was,
literally they said it was a team decision, so
yeah, the team, I don't know what they were thinking there.
I mean, third game in 4 days.
You should have rested
He
him in one
should
of
have.
the back-to-backs is what I felt, and then play him
Yeah, well,
in that game.
maybe if that fucking retard Maxey could have fucking played basketball
But
normally, it would have been the Warriors, and
he's
they would
not
have
a
been back to
point
back.
guard. Like he's fine as an off-ball player, but he's just not a point guard.
He's not a point.
God, bro. I watched that Warriors game and I was raging because this guy's stupid. Like, you guys fried.
Yeah. So they should have sat him in that. Well, nonetheless, I mean, they did have a matchup, and we saw what Embiid did to him in the matchup they had earlier in the year in Philadelphia.
He
Nordstrom
had like
really one
40, right?
game. Yeah, he dropped
37.
47. And then
Yeah.
ESPN Shams, he said, "Oh, both centers combined for like 69." I'm like, bro, what?
71. Yeah, they were like
71.
Battle of the Bigs.
Like, bro, Embiid literally accounted for like 60% of the 71 or 70% of it. So, like, bro.
His playmaking's gotten a lot better too. I
Who
mean,
Embiid?
he's trusted his teammates a lot more. Even in that, I think the Boston game, they doubled him and he made the right read to PJ Tucker, like back to back
Surprised he made
plays.
the shot.
Cough, cough.
Yeah,
I
he
wish
made
someone
like
else
three
could do that.
threes like the last like 5 minutes.
That's the most shots he's ever made in an NBA game like this entire season. I'm not even
Bro.
trolling.
All right, what's the case for Jokic? Okay, because
He's on.
the panel unanimously said Embiid, right?
No,
But let's say for the Jokic
You're
fans
good.
out there, what would be the counter argument to Jokic deserving the MVP?
I
Is
mean,
there anything?
obviously, his shooting, his efficiency, obviously his playmaking, and then
Obviously, they
I
are
would
number
even
one
one
say
seed.
team wise, because
Team wise, too.
Embiid, yeah. But yeah, I would just say efficiency and honestly, I don't know what else case. I'm gonna be honest. I feel like he's kind of lost the MVP last month. But I don't
Yeah,
know
exactly.
what many cases he has. Obviously, his playmaking, as I said, is like elite. But you also got to stack that up up against Embiid's defense. So,
I think him not averaging the triple double ended him. I'm not gonna lie. Him not hitting that 10th assist per game.
well, it's still possible. Yeah, it's still
What would it
possible.
require? How much assists does
Isn't it
he need
like
tomorrow?
12 assists in the
0.2.
last game?
He's not playing tomorrow, so I doubt he's gonna. He's even
He
gonna.
had
Where's
10
the back to
assists again.
back? Yeah, it's a back
He
to
had
back. He
10
just
assists.
played and just lost to Utah, so I don't think
Yeah, he had
they're.
like 6 points, two
Bro,
for
he took
five.
five shots, bro. He took five shots, bro.
He's bad today. Even though I don't know how much minutes
Bro,
he
if he
played.
plays some, that just confirms that they're trying to get him to 10 assists.
Yeah, but if he
Yeah.
averages that triple double, I think then just the historical
Does
aspect
he have any
may
signing
push him.
bonuses? I don't think he does.
It's
Does he
just for
have any
MVP,
bonuses?
right? His
Yeah.
performances over the last month and the fact he's not averaging a triple double, that's gonna hurt him when it comes to the votes. Because I think if you have something flashy like, oh, I average a triple double first, would be the first center ever to do it. I think unless Will has done it before. I don't think he has.
Wait,
In
he
the
didn't do it
season,
last year?
no, he didn't. I don't think he's ever done average triple double, has he?
Nah, he's been close.
Yeah, I don't think he's ever actually touched a triple double average. So
Yeah,
if
hasn't
he
even
hits
averaged
that.
10 assists in his entire career.
So yeah, so if he touches that, then I think there could be a logic. Oh, he did something historic. Let's give it to him. Like kind of like a last second push for MVP consideration. But as Azad said, the way the last month, the way it's gone, I don't see much. It shouldn't
They
be
are
much of
not
a
playing
difference.
back to back anyways.
Right, yeah. Because it would require him to play most of the game to even get 12
Yeah.
assists, and I don't think they're gonna risk.
No, he could get 12 assists in one half. I know he could.
I mean, that'd be hard if he's playing with a bunch of role players. Like if they sit Jamal Murray
Oh,
and Michael
oh
Porter, which I'm
yeah,
sure they
true.
do.
Yeah, true.
So I don't see that happening. Okay, so we got MVP out the way, and I guess unanimous MVP to Joel Embiid. Congratulations to Joel Embiid. All right, defensive player of the year. I sense a unanimous pick here, maybe.
Nah, this was
Oh,
tough.
oh, I mean, okay. Aza, who you got then?
See, so obviously there's two players, right? Jaren Jackson and Brook Lopez.
Yeah.
He's a dynamic third player.
I think you said there's a third player.
I said you're gonna name a third player.
I'm not
That's
gonna name a third player. I don't know what you're talking about,
no,
but
you're expecting honorable mentions coming out of your mouth, but go ahead.
here's the thing. Nah, that's only for player of the week.
All right, all right.
Anyways, so I think the case for J against Jaren is that he's missed a lot of time. Obviously, he had that. I don't know how many games he missed
Been like
in total.
60-something, so that's pretty good. I'm not gonna lie.
Yeah, like 60 something, right?
You get 64. Let me check. I could check. Keep going though.
But I was saying, so I think Brook Lopez, obviously the Bucks are the one seed, great defense. I think
63 games.
my pick would be Jaren. Just because the Grizzlies' defenses is really bad without them. I think they're ranked 29th without Jaren. And I think his rim protection,
He's
I mean,
played
Brook
63
Lopez' rim,
games. So,
63?
yeah. Jaren Jackson, which is really
The
good. I'm not gonna
Grizzlies
lie.
and Bucks' defensive rating is literally like neck and neck.
It's neck and neck. But I think it's definitely noticeable when Jaren doesn't play. The defense gets a lot worse.
Yeah, for sure.
Me check the on off.
But this is honestly, this was the toughest pick, honestly, for me in the awards. Because I think you can make a case for Brook Lopez as well, as DPOY. But I think my pick would be Jaren, but like the slightest hair.
Right. My pick was also Jaren Jackson.
Yeah, that's
Just
okay. Yeah, so that's
trying to
what I
look
got
at
as
the
well.
on-off numbers.
That,
What
that's
the
my pick
fuck?
too.
Okay, so yeah, it was
Damn, we got
unanimous then.
another unanimous.
I was right then. It was a
Well,
unanimous pick. I think obviously I think
it was
the
close though. That's what I'm
it's
saying.
close though.
I
It's
think
close.
Mobley will finish third.
Mobley, yeah, probably.
Yeah.
Because
Well,
I'm
I would say,
pretty sure the
yeah.
Cavs have the
Giannis, Mobley
best.
or
Maybe Giannis. I don't know.
he's gonna
Bam.
say AD. Or who?
I said Bam. I just said AD. Bam.
The
Who's
Bucks
up the other
defensive
two?
rating drops like 8 points when Brook Lopez isn't kind of crazy.
When you talk about impact, 80's top three. That's all I'm gonna say.
All right.
I mean, he was your pick before the year,
Yeah, he got hurt, so
All
I
right.
can't pick him
So
now.
I got Jaren Jackson Jr. comfortably winning this award.
Damn.
Just to tell you, he's played 15 less games than Brook Lopez, and he only has four less blocks. And he played 15 whole less games. His so then list to this statistic. So points allowed per 100 positions. Typically, the player who's led in the individual statistic has won Defensive Player of the Year twice in the last 3 seasons. Jaren Jackson Jr. is number one at 104.9. Brook Lopez is all the way at 109.1. And then when the team defense points allowed per 100 position when they're on the court, Jaren Jackson Jr.'s team is at 106.1, which is number one in the NBA. Brook Lopez is at 107.2, which is number 11 in the NBA. So not only is Jaren Jackson number one in both
That's close.
categories, it's not close because Jaren Jackson is number one and the Bucks with Brook Lopez are
Yeah, but it's
11th.
a 1 point difference still.
But what difference between one and 11? So,
Yeah, but it's like
and then
neck
also
and
Brook
neck.
has another top defensive teammate, which is Giannis. Giannis is also on this list. In
Yeah.
individual defense, Giannis is number two, which is 107.5. And Jaren Jackson is the only player in the NBA who's number one in both categories. Every other player, they're number one in one of they're top 10 in one of the categories. They are not top 10 in the other. So, and we you guys just mentioned how Memphis defense looks without him, and the fact that both team defenses are right there neck and neck. That's why I think it's just pretty obviously Jaren Jackson Jr. Brook Lopez is having a great year,
Yeah.
not to take away from him. I just think his competition is a little bit ahead for the
Yeah,
awards.
another stat. I mean, Jaren Jackson spends like 20% of his defensive time on guards, and he holds them to 36%. So he's obviously also a great perimeter defender as well. Even when like they face the Warriors, I feel like the Grizzlies are comfortable with having him on Steph on the island. Obviously, Steph's gonna get his, but he's like one of the few players from a team aspect where like you're comfortable as a big man to have him one on one with Steph Curry or a player like him. So yeah.
Yeah, true.
What's the next award?
Let's head next to Rookie of the Year. I think
Should be
this one's
unanimous.
unanimous and kind of self-explanatory as
Yeah,
well.
we got three straight unanimous. That's tough.
And this
I
one's
guess
such an
so.
easy pick. So, well, everybody got Ben
Yeah.
Chero, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
All
I
right,
mean, I think
that's go ahead,
Jalen
Easy.
Williams made it interesting, but yeah, it's definitely still Paolo.
All right.
Yeah.
Obviously, I think Paolo's averaging what 20 and like 8 and 4. I
Yeah,
could check
around
those
that,
exact averages. It's somewhere around those
I feel like
numbers.
his leap is gonna be crazy in like year three, maybe next season, but
Okay, 27 and 4. So I was 1 rebound off.
Who's leap?
They say
Paolo.
Paolo's leap.
Oh. Yeah, probably when he gets more efficient. His efficiency kind of sucks. He's a rookie,
I
so it's
mean,
kind of doesn't matter.
yeah, I mean, when you have like 20 in your rookie year on a bad team, usually your efficiency does suck.
Like 3 o'clock.
What, three?
No, I said like 3 o'clock. Why are we going to?
All right. Most improved player. Is there a debate here? I said Lauri Markkanen
Clearly,
pretty
I feel like
easily.
a lot of these are obvious.
Yeah,
Lauri Markkanen,
I had Lauri Markkanen pretty comfortably. Unless I'm the one who's bugging.
I had a good pick for this one too, but unfortunately, Lauri Markkanen spawned out of nowhere.
Who'd you have?
Keldon Johnson.
Oh, he had a really rough patch. He was like, he couldn't shoot for shit for like a while, but
I mean, he jumped
that
from
was a good pick before
17
the
points
year.
per game to 22. And the efficiency, actually, I think it got better. Or I lied. From three, it did not.
I forgot who I had. I think I had Tyrese, who I think will probably finish top five in MIP. But I definitely think Larry has it. I mean, I think he doubled his points. And his efficiency is crazy. I mean, 50, basically 40, and about almost 90% from the free throw
Wasn't
line.
his true
So
shooting like 70 at one point?
yeah, it was like 60. I think it's like 66 right now, or 65.
64.
Yeah, it's around that range. I mean, especially because he doesn't like he's not a big man. Like he shoots a lot of his shots from the perimeter. Even though he's what, like 7'1",
Yeah,
I
he's seven.
think.
He's seven on the dot.
Oh, he's 7'1". Yeah. I mean, the fact that he's seven and obviously like you expect to be that tall, your efficiency is supposed to be great, but it's the fact that he's shooting like deep ass shots and like mid-range shots.
Yeah, he's playing more like a wing player than an actual.
Yeah, he's like
That's crazy, man. He really spawned out of nowhere.
low key, like I'm going through MIP and I saw a lot of people say his name and I never got it because I thought it was gonna be Colin Sexton that takes the
I
MIP leap, but
literally never like thought that Lauri Markkanen would like improve to this level at all. Anybody who did it is just lying to themselves.
probably Bulls fans.
But
But no, I thought it was gonna
he
be
wasn't even
Sexton.
good with Chicago. That's the thing.
Yeah, he wasn't. He was good with Cleveland.
Yeah, but he was like a role player basically. He was playing more like off the ball and shit.
Yeah, but he was a small
All right,
forward for
my
them,
bad,
so
Omar. My
maybe
bad.
like he's more of a natural position. He's a natural forward now, right? So I think that fit him a lot more.
It's just obvious. Like he went from like a fourth level role player. He was like the fourth best player on Cleveland and a role player to borderline All NBA. If his team was better, he probably would have gotten an All NBA spot. So I just don't see how anybody's made. Shai had a big jump, but again, that was expected more so. Obviously, not expecting 30 a game like he's been doing on good efficiency, but you still expect him out of all people, you know, to have that leap. You know, we expected Shea to be a star, all NBA level eventually, but no one
Kind of like
expected.
with
Well, yeah,
Ja.
he's gonna be up there and fucking.
Yeah.
He's like, he was already
It's
like
kind
an
of like with
all-star
Ja
caliber
last
player.
season.
Yeah.
But I think everybody had the switch. I'm gonna say Laurie as well.
Yeah, I'd
Of
imagine
what? For
MIP.
MIP? Oh yeah, I did. Yeah,
Yeah,
that's
that's
his
like
improvement. That's kind
that's
of
def
obvious.
that was like the most obvious
Mom, did you
pick
get
besides
it?
like Rookie of the Year.
Yeah.
So what's next?
All right.
Coach of the Year.
Next, we could go to Coach of the Year, which again, self-explanatory, right? Mike Brown?
Yeah,
I don't
Mike
think.
Brown.
Yeah.
I
All right, man.
for those asking for an explanation, Sacramento, 16 years and third seed, those three things should be enough for you to understand.
Not even that. It's just like, no, literally nobody had them above like at the best, people probably had them as like a play-in team when the season started. Like I'm pretty sure I
Yeah.
had them like 11th.
Bro, do y'all remember we did a pod before the year and we were talking about the Kings? I
Yeah.
was like, bro, I was like, Mike Brown, I don't believe him as a coach. And this dude is gonna win Coach of the Year. That's kind of crazy. But nah, I mean, I think the front office obviously helped him out with the spacing, getting Herder, Malik Monk. And they even have stretch bigs, like even Sabonis can kind of shoot, but even Trey
Yeah.
Lyles can stretch it out. Harrison Barnes,
Yeah.
occasionally, sometimes he breaks open shots. But nah, he's just maximizes players' talents. And what, they're the number one offense in basketball. Like, you got to go with them.
Yeah.
Yeah,
And they're like a almost 50-win team when literally nobody had them
are
as
they
like
at 50 right now?
I said almost because they're not gonna hit 50. They can't.
Why?
Why?
Yeah, right
And a
now.
lot of that had to do with the fact that they're rusted guys because they're kind of locked in.
Yeah, I
But
mean,
they're
they're locked
basically
in.
a 51 team.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, they're basically a 51 team, and nobody
Yeah.
had them as, like, the
And they
highest I
had
saw people put in the Kings was, like, 10. And
10?
even that was, like, optimistic.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's the fact that we've been saying it throughout, like, even the DeMarcus Cousins years, and like, oh, this is gonna be the Kings' year to make the playoffs. And I feel like people just got like burned out from saying that they're gonna make a leap.
It's not
I think
even
they
that.
had the.
I just didn't think the team was really gonna be that good this year. But
I
boxes.
thought their defense would suck.
I mean,
It
it's
does.
bad.
But
It
I didn't
kind of
expect their
does, but
offense. I didn't expect their offense to carry the load that much.
yeah.
I think they had like the best offensive rating in NBA history at one point. I think I've seen a tweet about that.
Yeah, they did. I don't know what happened after that, but their offense is still good anyway, so.
Literally, yeah, It I'm
gotta be him.
this roster. I feel like there's like no liability from three.
Yeah.
You got
Every
Sabonis,
fucking
maybe
quarter.
Sabonis, but even then, it's like he can hit it sometimes. Fox has improved as a shooter. Keegan Murray obviously has been great. I think he what broke the rookie record for
Yeah, he did.
threes made. And then you
He
got
did.
Monk, Herder, even Davion Mitchell. Trey Lyles, who kind of.
I don't know. I like the roster, but something to me screams that this team is just gonna have some crazy playoff drop. I don't know.
I hope not. But you
I
don't
trust
think it's
like
experience?
two players on that roster to actually be good in the playoff series. Two
Two
point
Fox
five.
Sports.
Yeah, 2.5 at the most.
No, I think they'll provide issues to Golden State. Yeah, I think Golden State, if they play Golden State, they probably will like that matchup. Because they could take advantage of that defense. I mean, their offense is just insane, like insanely potent.
Yeah.
And I think that's just, and then Golden State, obviously, we know for whatever reason, they can't beat anybody. It could be a bunch of guys at Lifetime. If it's on the road, they're not winning. I
Yeah,
just
but
don't think it's a favorable
come playoff
matchup.
time, you only win one game, to be
The thing is,
honest.
though, come playoff time, I think that's an overrated statement because at the, there's we have 82 games of the fact that Golden State has not been playing good defense. It's not gonna magically change when the playoffs come. They just don't have the personnel to play good defense.
If it does, then that's just crazy.
Like, props to them. Then clearly they're just a special level core of guys. Or as you said, Felice, they just decided they don't care about the regular season and they're just gonna fool around. But
I mean, if they end up in the play-in, it might get spooky. But we'll see.
Definitely. I mean, they may have to play the Pelicans or the Timberwolves or one of those two. And that, I think what they had that great comeback against them, against the Pelicans. But again, Pelicans were kind of stomping on them for a good three quarters there, until the end where Golden State picked
up. I was watching that game; they were just cooking them for three quarters, and fourth quarter came.
Oh, it was over.
Over. Game's over.
The Warriors they didn't miss anything. Like the Warriors just missed, like made every shot from like the end of the third quarter to the fourth.
When they missed. Looney rebound. I saw
Curry rebounds. The Pelicans game?
Yeah. They didn't miss. When they did miss, Looney offensive rebound. Kick out. Three. Bang. I saw Curry get an offensive rebound. That's fucking ludicrous. I saw fucking like Jordan Poole get an offensive rebound. That's fucking insane. Like that game was so hilarious to watch as a neutral. Not really neutral. Check the bus, right? Oh, shit. So what's next?
All right. So defensive. I said defensive. I lost my damn mind. Sixth man of the year. All right. This one, I think we could have a little bit of switch ups here, and finally not be unanimous.
I think this one's also probably unanimous because the favorite for this award got bought out at the middle of the season.
Oh, really? Okay. Who you got? Really?
Who you got? I have quickly.
Oh, I got quickly too. Don't tell me everybody got quickly.
I got Malcolm Brogdon.
I'm saying like Russ was the favorite for the award and then he got bought out. So that's kind of like probably going to tank his case for the award. That was Malcolm Brogdon.
You said who was in the middle of the season? You said quickly was?
No, I said Russ. Like Russ was the favorite and then he got bought out.
He's starting now.
Yeah.
He was actually the favorite. That's crazy.
He was literally the hands-on, like, betting favorite. Like, he was, like, a minus 800 to win Sixth Man of the Year in, like, the middle of the season.
He was. I remember.
Which would have been nasty. But, yeah.
Honestly,
I think he could have won it if he stayed in that bench role with the Clippers, but... Obviously, didn't happen.
The Knicks are like I think 11 or 11 point something points better on defense when Quickley's on the court. And obviously, I know he wasn't on the bench, but these last couple of games when he's been starting, he's been phenomenal. He did have like a 40 piece off the bench too against Boston, was it? And then he just had one very recently.
He started that game.
I guess was he starting against Boston? Oh yeah, Brunson was out.
Yeah, he was starting.
But there was a game where he was off the bench that he just scored 40, wasn't it? Which game
was
it? Cleveland? Was it Cleveland? I can't remember exactly the game, but he had a 40 piece off the bench. So I think the last 2 weeks, even though Brogdon has a solid case too, so if he wins, I don't think it's a crazy thing, by the way. But I mean, just the last couple of weeks, the way Quickly has turned it up and the fact that he's been elite on defense, one of the premier defensive guards in the league. I mean, I gotta give him that sixth man award here.
He didn't have 40 off the bench.
He didn't?
Nah, he only had one 40-point game, and
it was against Boston.
I'll let you have a guess at what team it was.
Houston.
The Houston Rockets. Steven Silas led the team.
How much did he have against Boston? Did he not touch almost 40?
It was 38, and he started. He played 55 minutes.
Okay. All right. Okay. And then he had like a 30-something piece not that long ago. Was against Cleveland or something. And I think he had a really good game against the Pelicans. But again, those are all starting games, so I'm not going to sit out here and
add most of his high-scoring games just came when he was a starter.
But, you know, I don't think people are going to be looking at that, though, Felice. I think they just go look at the numbers.
I feel like they would. There's a lot of, like, traction.
They got to consider that.
There needs to be, like, a criteria on the Sixth Man of the Year.
Because there is no criteria, right? Yeah, they're not like there's a...
Not even like criteria, just like a limit. Like, how many games can you actually like start to not be eligible for the award?
How about they just ban the award? What the hell is the value of the award anyway?
I have no idea. Because you could be a
Like,
six man and play starter minutes. Like
literally,
Quickly's
yeah.
playing
So,
like Quickly's playing what, like 28 minutes per game or something like that, like 29.
and then
That's basically starter minutes.
Brogdon will literally be closing lineups a lot. So, isn't that literally what matters? Is you closing lineups? Doesn't that show who's truly your best five?
That's like saying,
So.
oh, Manu Ginobili, sixth man of the year. I'm like, yeah, he's getting the most fucking minutes out of like any bench player in the league. Like, I'd expect that.
It's
Right,
like a
so.
flawed. It's like worded weirdly, the sixth man of the year award.
It just needs to be banned. There's no value. Like, who really sits out
Yeah.
here and says, I'm happy I'm a sixth man?
You think it should be banned?
Yeah, I don't see the value in the award. I really don't see.
Bro, and there's been weird years where you've had team with multiple six man of the year candidates. Like that doesn't even fucking make sense.
Right.
Remember
Like,
Lou Will and Marcus Harrell?
it
It was
literally, that was a
Lou
prime
Will,
example.
Montrezl Harrell, Lou Williams, and Eric Gordon was another one. Like, doesn't make sense. How can you have two six men of the year? By definition, you can't.
Was funny. Yeah, wasn't Trez the one who won it that year?
He did win
I
one
think he
year,
was, yeah.
yeah. That Clippers team was good as hell, though. It's a wonderful
They had a crazy bench.
Yeah.
Too bad their coach was Doc Rivers.
But yeah, I had Brogdon though. I do like their stats are super similar. I think Brogdon's more efficient. I think he's a way better defender also. Then Emmanuel Quickley. Actually, I won't say way better. Emmanuel Quickley is a good defender. But I still think Brogdon's a better defender than Quickley. But yeah, he's more efficient. Although y'all are like saying that voters won't really take into account his highest scoring games coming from him starting. I feel like they would. And so that I'm kind of taking that into account. But majority of Malcolm Brogdon's games, he had 29 a couple games ago, came off the bench. I feel like, I don't know, I feel like he's just gonna,
I don't
I
think
actually, he's my
Brogdon
pick,
has
but I
started
don't know if he's
zero
gonna win
games
it.
this year.
I don't know if he's gonna win it, but he's my pick. I just think he's a better overall player than Quickley. You can talk about impact, but I think impact's overrated. They're both really impactful players. But I'm gonna go with Brogdon. I think he's a better all-around player. He's more efficient, and I prefer him as a playmaker as well. Even though from the raw stats, they have like similar playmaking
You hear what I said,
stats.
Izzod? Brogdon has started precisely zero games this year. Like, literally
Yeah, okay,
zero.
so that's another. Yeah, I thought he started one game, but.
I swore to you, if you would have asked me that question, I would have told you, oh, he might have started like five games.
Yeah, I thought he
How
started
much
two.
has
I didn't
how much
start
has
one.
Quickly started?
These statistics are like 20.
Oh my God.
So
Yeah,
Brogdon
that may
started
give it to
last game.
Brogdon.
He didn't
That
start
low-key may.
Brogdon has started precisely zero games, but he
So
had some
by.
games with like 40 minutes.
You see, that's why I'm saying such a terrible award. Who cares, bro? Like, just ban it. Who cares about sixth man of the year, bro? Like, is that even a fair state? Just because your ass is on the bench in the first 6 minutes of a game doesn't mean you're really a bench player. Like,
I also
if you're
think
closing games,
Brogdon,
does that make you a bench player?
he's not always closing the game, though, to be honest. We watch
He
Celtics. I think
doesn't
Derek
always
White and
close it,
him
but
switch. Derek White does a lot too.
they switch
And then he
around a
has
lot.
Marcus Smart as well.
But then, for example, would Derek
Yeah.
White be in the sixth man of the year discussions?
I think he started
No,
more.
he
He started
started
too many
like
games.
half their games.
Yeah, he started
Okay,
too many
yeah, all
games.
right. He started at 41 games.
Yeah.
But I just
He had
feel
a
that if
good
you're in
game
the
too.
closing lineup,
I lied. He started like 70.
Derek White started 70 games.
69
Yeah, their
on the
bench is
dot.
crazy. So, okay, he's definitely not a bench. Okay, he's not a bench player.
Bro, he
He
might
can
play all
become.
82 games. That's crazy.
Do they even need him tomorrow? Aren't they locked into number two?
I mean, yeah,
So
but he might still play. I don't know.
he's
Boston are weird like
probably
that.
gonna play. I mean, yeah, I guess if he gets that, I'll play like 10 minutes and then sit him or something like that.
Just
I
yeah.
think Mikal doing the same thing too, because he's not gonna not play because he
Yeah, he's
hasn't
not
moved a
gonna ruin
game
his
in like
consecutive
6
streak start.
years.
Yeah, he's
Yeah.
not gonna ruin that start.
Yeah.
But yeah, so
Brogdon is
six
shooting
man is weird,
44% from three. That's crazy.
All right,
I'm
man.
giving it. Sorry, I'm giving it quickly. I just.
Course the fucking NBA let the fucking Celtics get a good backup point guard. Of course, man.
I mean, he's not
So,
really a
yeah,
backup.
quickly. How many of you guys said quickly?
I did.
Is y'all too.
Then you two had Brogdon.
It's close though. It's close. But I think quickly he made a run like late. In the
I
beginning, he
mean,
wasn't really as good like
knowing
the
the
first few months.
voters, they'll probably give it to Brogdon because he's actually like not started a single game.
That
No,
too.
I just
Yeah,
say,
that too.
I listen. If you're closing games, I don't care. Like, if you're playing 30, like, for example, how much minutes is Brogdon playing a game? I'm just interested in that statistic.
Don't know. I don't know. But yeah,
And then he's
I
also
think
injury
he's.
prone, so I'm sure they're resting him on top of that on purpose. Like, they don't want him to get hurt. I'm sure that plays a big role too. All right, I just want to see minutes per game here. Okay, he played 26 minutes.
26.
So
26 minutes per
far lower
game.
than the minutes he played in Indiana, which probably on purpose, right?
For sure, because obviously he had like injury issues in Indiana.
Yeah. So I mean, surely he, if he was a healthy player, he'd probably play 30 something minutes a night. Quickly
Yeah,
played 28.8, which is
Quickly
it's
plays
two
more
minutes extra, I
minutes.
guess. But it's not like Quickly's playing starter minutes either. So who really cares if he started 20 games? You know what I'm trying to say?
Right.
Like
To be
tw
fair,
starters
still
typically
just
play 34 minutes or so. 28,
also feel like Bobby Portis is like an underrated pick. He's averaging almost a double double off the bench. But I do feel like besides like when Montrez won it, it's like more of a guard award, which I don't really agree with, but it is what it is. It's the Sixth Man of the Year is more of a guard award anyways. And it's more off like raw stats.
Definitely, yeah, definitely.
So I don't feel like he'll get much consideration. I feel like Norman Powell was like probably the favorite midseason, but he got hurt as well, so he's not really in the convo as well.
All righty. That's a split for the panel, which means we'll leave it up to the real media to decide who's sixth man of the year. As we got a 50-50 split. And then Azov, you were right. You see, you did technically just mention an honorable mention right there with Bobby Portis.
I mean, he deserve. I think he'll be third place, honestly,
I'm not saying
because
he
he's
doesn't
played a
deserve it. I'm
lot.
saying, but that's an honorable mention pick right there.
Oh yeah, it is. I mean, it's a dark horse.
All right, all defensive teams. I'm actually interested in this one. Oh, I'm interested in this one. Let's start with second team because, second team, you don't want to start with first team. Go ahead. Who wants to name their second team defense first? If you guys prepared that, I would assume you guys tied it. But
I'll do it.
yeah,
I
go ahead.
kind of ignored positions
Yeah,
somewhat.
that's fine. That's fine.
I had Derek White. I had Jalen McDaniels. I had Giannis. I had Mobley, and I had Claxton.
You had Jaden, right? Not Jalen.
Jalen, yeah. I mean,
Jalen, so
Jaden,
you,
Jaden,
Jaden.
Jaden,
Oh.
Jaden.
All right.
Obviously
Okay.
not Jalen. What the fuck? That guy's a
Yeah, I was so
joke.
confused because I heard Jalen. I'm like, I know he means Jaden, just in case maybe.
I keep confusing like their two names.
All right. That's actually a pretty solid one. I almost have the second team the same as you, slightly different, but all right. Swish, you want to go give us your second team defense?
Do you say Derek White? I feel like you've
No,
not
yes,
been
please.
close
That's
to
you, right?
Omar.
I did.
Yeah.
Omar, you can go first.
All right. I had Derek White as a guard. I had OG as a guard. I
I
had
forgot about
Giannis
OG.
as a forward. I had Mobley as a forward. And this may be a little bit of a homer pick, but I did have Rudy as second team center for the defensive spot.
They'll probably give it to Claxton, to be
Yeah, I
honest.
assumed I wanted to pick Claxton, but I
Yeah.
mean, I gave
Omar,
it to
he
him.
basically has like the same as me. But I was like debating with Claxton as well, because like I feel like the media will definitely go with him, because he had a really good middle stretch where he was like a god on defense basically. But that stretch, I mean, I don't know. I feel like he's kind of faded out. He's still a great defender, but I feel like he's kind of faded out defensively a little bit. And there's just more better defenders. Like I feel like although he's had a great defensive year, there's still so many other defenders I'd rather have
Bro, I'd
than
rather have
Chris
Embiid than
Claxton.
Claxton, but Embiid is not gonna get any like all defense.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, he's not. And that again, Felice, that's kind of when you're such a high ranked player, people are expecting you to do something really great to get votes. So I
Yeah.
think since
I also
Claxton
thought
went
about
from yeah, he improved so much, that's why I think he's gonna get in.
Herb Jones, but
I
I didn't
mean,
pick him.
nah. And he's I don't think he's having a good year as some of the guards right now, so
Yeah,
But
he's
what was your,
my
you said your five was the exact same as mine?
literally exact same. The only I think the only issue was like Claxton or Rudy Gobert.
I
But
mean,
I
people
went with
may consider
Rudy.
Rudy controversial, but I don't think it's really controversial at all, personally.
It's not.
I mean, the top three defensive lineups in the NBA, two of them are in Minnesota, and both are obviously include Rudy. The team plays at a number, I believe his number, it could have changed now, but not that long ago, I think it's like a couple weeks back, they were playing at a number one ranked defense whenever he's on the floor, and it drops to bottom three whenever he's off the floor. For as much as people make about him and Walker Kessler's blocks, he's number one in the NBA rim deterrence, which I think is very critical, more so than blocks even. I think if any,
Yeah, that's
most
a
of you guys
raw
watched that
stat.
Warriors game, right? You've seen how often Warrior players just didn't want to even bother, going at him inside. So every once in a while, obviously Rudy Gobert has this stinker where he's terrible, but defensively, even defensively, sometimes he'll play a game and you'd be like, "What the hell is wrong with this guy?" But for the most part, I mean, you gotta understand, Timberwolves haven't had a top 10 defense since what? It's been 20 years now, so they're finally number 10 right now. I think they may fall out though because they just let the Spurs give them 131. But regardless, they're a top 10 entering tonight. I don't know if that'll hold or not, but I think just for that reason and the fact that they're playing at such a high level with Rudy on the floor against high level opponents, I'm sure you guys seen how good the defense has been lately. Even the Blazers, the embarrassing loss against the G League Blazers, their defense wasn't an issue. So that's why I had to give Rudy second team. I know a lot of people have been hating on him because whatever is the trend or whatever, but most certainly he's been one of the best defenders in basketball. I don't know why people think he's been bad on that end. He's been one of the best in basketball. And just because the team is losing games without their all NBA center, shock, we shouldn't dock him for that. All right, so who
All
was your
right.
second team?
All right. My second team?
Yeah, second team defense. We'll need
All right.
first team
Is it
defense.
even doing position? Are you doing position wise or like the guards? Like,
I'll just let you do whatever five you like.
all right. So I had Derrick White, Danny McDaniels, I had Draymond Green, I had Claxton, and I had who else? I forgot who else I had. Let's see. I'm trying to
Said
think.
Ben Simmons. Yeah.
No, I had
What is wrong with you?
Well, a lot of
Well, I had
people were
OG.
saying Ben Simmons before the
I had
year.
OG there. OG. That's why I was trying to think of the name. I had OG and OB there. That's my
All
second
right.
team, too.
All right. Can you rename for me one more time? You said Draymond, Jaden, OG,
Derek White.
Claxton,
and
Derek
Derek
White, and
White.
Claxton.
Okay, those five. Okay, all right.
Yeah.
First team
Yes.
now. Woo. Who wants to go first with the first team?
I had Jrue Holiday. I had Marcus Smart. I had Jaren Jackson Jr. I had Bam and I had Brook Lopez. Like I said,
Oh,
I kind of ignored
yeah.
positions.
Okay, that's
Oh,
fine. That's fine. All right. Interesting. Okay. You're omitting somebody from your defensive teams for these.
yeah, you're.
I
You didn't
had
say
Giannis in my
Mobley.
second team. I had
Yeah, he
Mobley
has
in my
Mobley.
second
He
team
had
as
Mobley,
well.
not
Oh, yeah,
Mobley.
Mobley. Okay. I
You
thought you
forgot
forgot
about
Mobley.
Caruso's gone from your defensive teams.
That man did not cross my mind.
He's been
Yeah,
elite defensively this year. He's been
he's been a
I'm
really
first
good
team.
defensive.
First team. I don't think obviously what John Hollinger said where he's the best perimeter defender. I think he's up there, but I don't think he's the best. But he's been phenomenal this year. I had Jrue Holiday, Caruso, Jaden McDaniels, Jaren Jackson Jr. and Brook Lopez.
Yeah,
I think the easiest was Jaren Jackson and Brook Lopez, probably just throwing him in there. His
I
first
had
team.
Jrue, Caruso, Jaden McDaniels, Jared, and Brook Lopez.
Let's go, Azad. That's teamwork. Finally, we have the same list for the first time.
Bro, is
I
that
had
the first time?
Jrue.
Pat Bev, Mobley.
What? Pat
Bro,
Bev?
I'm
Pat
just joking. I'm just
Bev?
joking.
Who?
I'm just joking. I'm just
Pat
joking.
Bev. Okay,
I'm
okay.
just joking.
I was about to say. All right, so let's go ahead.
I had Jrue, I had Caruso, I had Mobley, Jaren Jackson, and
And
Lopez.
Brooklyn. All right, that's good. That's nice. That's nice.
Did I say Mobley for second team?
You did. We have the same second team, and you had Mobley. Yeah.
Okay, yeah, okay. I was just making sure.
That's the first time, by the way, ever me and Aza had like the same lined up like this. It typically would be him and Felice, but it's changed.
Yeah,
Yeah, I don't.
the standings predictions was insane.
That was just like you guys
Oh yeah,
copied off each other or
me and
something.
Felice were having like the same standings.
It is insane. Both conferences too. It wasn't even like a one conference thing.
Yeah, it was like multi-conference. I was like, all right, man.
Bro, he was we were talking on chat, and I think he like copied all my picks.
Yeah, all right, man.
Gonna be for real.
Okay.
All right.
Definitely.
I'm glad CJ and McDaniel's getting love on over here and getting defensive team selections. He should be first team, though. I don't want to see no second team nonsense. He got to be first team.
I
Giannis
feel like
can hold second.
people might be confused by like Caruso, but he's been great defensively. I
Yeah.
mean, I think the Bulls are like second in defense
They've
since the
actually been
All-Star
good
break.
defensively this year,
The
surprisingly.
defense this year has been good. It hasn't really been their issue. Yeah, like Omar said.
Yeah. So
He
you gotta give him his respect because he's been really good on defense. Who, him or Pat Bev? Caruso.
Hey,
Oh, okay.
give respect to Pat Bev. Enough clowning Pat Bev.
You respect him too.
Yeah, exactly. I respect Pat Bev. He's that guy. So, all right. Last but not definitely not least, and one that will probably create the most debate, is the All NBA teams. And I struggled with this. I'm not gonna lie.
I'm not
I
gonna
don't know.
lie.
It's just funky year.
I picked what I would do if I was a voter, not what I think will actually happen.
Yeah, that's what I want you to do is what you would personally do if you had the pen to paper. Not what you think will happen, what you would
That's
do.
what I, all right. Should we start with third?
Yeah, bottom, your last team.
All right. I had James Harden. I did it guard forward center or guard three forwards. I really do it
Yo,
nowadays.
follow the position one for NBA teams because that's gonna matter, but go ahead.
I had Harden. I had Donovan Mitchell. I had Jaylen Brown as a small forward. I had Julius Randle in. I had Sabonis on the team.
All right, that's a solid one.
I wanted to put Brunson on that team so bad, but it's just like
I had no
wait,
space for him
did you
either.
say
I
Fox?
considered. No, he did
What?
not. He did not
No,
say
I did
Fox.
not. That's another one that I really wanted to
Were
put
you
in.
thinking about Fox or Brunson more?
He said, "Bro, oh, that's a good question." Yeah,
I was
Because
thinking about
honestly,
Brunson more, but Fox has obviously been better this year. I don't know. I just don't feel like with the guard play this year that either of those two will probably get in.
Fox has 13, actually.
We'll see. It
Yeah.
depends on what the voters want to do. Don't want to be weird.
I just had to reward him for the third seed this year. Clutchest player in basketball. Isn't there a word for that? Oh, we forgot about those
First.
awards.
All right.
I don't care about them though. We're not gonna waste time on them. But I think that's a unanimous one too. I didn't
Yeah,
think we have to
it
waste
would have
time.
been Fox, so.
Wasn't there other? What are the others? I completely forgot they existed.
I'm not gonna lie. They had to hold that until like next year.
Yeah, no one cares about that. Adam Silver, we don't care. Clutch player of the year is a cool thing, but I genuinely couldn't care less. Anyway, I had Fox, I had Curry in 13, I had Randle, I had Jaylen Brown, and then I had Anthony Davis as my third team center.
How many games has AD played?
50 something. But there's no limit. I don't think there's a limit. So I didn't bother. And next year, sorry, next year, yes, you'll have to put 65 in mind, but I don't care since that there isn't a limit this year.
55.
Is there? Wait,
Yeah.
there's actually a
Yeah.
limit, 55 games. Didn't
No,
AD cross
it's
50?
65. It's 65, but
It's
AD only played
65.
55.
But
Well,
not this
that's
year,
for the
right?
next
It doesn't
season,
count for
though.
this year, yeah.
Count for this year, counts next year.
Yeah, so AD played 55, whatever.
You seen Katie's comment on Twitter? That shit was funny. He said, I think they pulled up his stats and this he was like, it don't count because I didn't play 65 games. Some shit.
Yeah, he
Because
was
that's
joking around though.
he's a
Yeah.
Twitter troll.
KD loves to
Damn,
troll
Kevin
on
Durant
Twitter.
played how many games?
47, so I left him off all NBA. So
That's
before
interesting.
people say hey, you had AD on here, AD is gonna end up playing 9 more games than him. So that's a significant amount. All right.
Damn, I had to edit my second team.
Yeah, I don't have KD there. All right,
Bad.
second team. I mean, sorry, third team Azad.
So I also had Fox, and I also had Steph as well,
Oh, look at
third
that. Look
team.
at that. All right.
Wait, hold on, you had Steph and Fox as well?
I did, yeah.
Oh no, I need to change my thing. Hold up, bro, ain't no way. But yeah, I also had Jaylen Brown, Lauri Markkanen, maybe
Oh, Lord. Okay.
controversial, but and also Sabonis. 13.
So you have no Knicks making all NBA teams?
Not, it's so tough. I mean, the one that I was thinking of was actually Julius Randle. But I
Yeah,
feel like
I had
Vaughn
Randle
Marcus
making.
had a better year.
I just had to, Randle. I mean, they're the fifth
He's
seed.
just been crazy efficient for his size, and his shooting's been unreal. So I'm gonna go with him. It may be a
Interesting.
like
Okay.
controversial pick, but I'm gonna go with
Yeah,
Lowry.
that definitely would be controversial, leaving Randle off for Lauri Markkanen.
Yeah. Also, I
And
feel
who's your
like
other four? Did I miss it?
I said Sabonis, Lowry, Jalen Brown,
Jaylen Brown.
Fox,
Okay.
and Curry.
Okay. So okay, you have Sabonis second, third team. Okay.
I was thinking of AD, but I don't know, like games missed are key. And also with AD, it's like he's been really good this season, but he also has stretches where he just plays so bad. I don't know what it is. It's like he goes on a hot streak and then he goes on like a cold streak.
Yeah, but
It's
I mean, he's
just
been
weird.
pretty good since that stretch he had coming back from injury. He's pretty bad. He's been very good since
Yeah.
then.
His peak is easily like probably all NBA second team, maybe first team.
Nah, not first team. You dragging a little bit.
Jokic and but second team for sure.
Yeah, he could hold down 13 for me. All right. So
Yeah.
should we, but that Randall Laurie pick, that's controversial, man.
I'm gonna give my second and first team because I gotta step out real quick.
Okay, yeah, go ahead.
On my second team, now I don't think this first guard is gonna make it because the game's played, but this is what I would do if I was a voter. I would pick Dame on second team, have Curry on third team. I remember how I said I had to edit my team because I looked at how many games KD played. I'm gonna put Lowry in instead of KD on second team.
Okay.
I'm gonna put LeBron in third team, and I'm gonna put Jokic. I mean, LeBron in second team. What the fuck am I talking about? LeBron in second team, and then Jokic on second team. So it's Dame, Curry, Lowry, LeBron, Jokic on the second team.
Okay.
And my first team is the guards are Shai and Luka, and the forwards are Tatum, Giannis, and
And Embiid. Okay.
yeah.
Yeah, mostly the same stuff here. Wait, who? Where's Giannis for you, Felice?
I literally said first team.
Did you just say first team? All right, my bad, my bad.
Yeah.
Okay.
Don't
All
know if they're
right.
gonna do the thing where remember last year
Yeah,
how
the
Embiid
forward
was,
eligibility. Yeah.
yeah, but then nobody actually. I don't think they're gonna do the same thing this year, but I don't know.
I had him as a forward because they said he has forward eligibility, so I don't care.
Oh, he
I
does?
committed.
All right.
I'm
I don't
giving
think
it
they were
to
gonna
him.
do it anyways, so.
All right. Appreciate your all NBA teams, Felice. I will compare it to ours once we get through second team. Switch, did you give your
All
third
right,
team yet?
all right. Yeah, I'm gonna get mine now. I had Darren Fox and Curry as y'all, and I had Lauri Markkanen, and then I had Randle, then I had Sabonis.
And then Sabonis. All right, that's a
No,
good.
actually,
That's the
wait.
best end.
I'm tripping. I'm tripping. I had AD above Sabonis.
What?
I forgot. I forgot that. I forgot about AD. That's why. He wouldn't come to my game. I forgot about him.
AD over Sabonis is insane. I'm not gonna lie.
Not.
I can't. I just can't have AD over Sabonis in any All NBA this year. But that's fair. I'm not gonna hate. I'm not gonna hate.
Arguable.
Okay, what's arguable about it? What would you say makes it arguable?
We're talking about this maybe eligible 80 stats compared to Sabonis are nearly the same, but the impact. They both average the same.
Yeah, but Sabonis is on the third seed. He's been phenomenal this year. He's played far more games. Obviously, in a vacuum, we're gonna take AD easily, but I'm saying just saying for the awards, in this specific year, I don't think it's really a question that Sabonis should be above.
Okay, yeah, you have an argument. You have an argument. Maybe you're
You know,
right.
AD, I guess, could be forward too, right? I think he has more so, yeah, it could be forward or center, so I don't think it matters so much,
He
but
could
that's
be.
fine. I'm not gonna, I think
Wait,
so. I think you
could he
have
be?
both. I think you have both positional eligibility.
I'm taking out Randall if it's like that.
Right,
What was
well,
the?
Randall's getting the boot.
Yes, if he's eligible forward, yes.
I mean, that's crazy. Do you have any Knicks on your All-NBA teams?
I do not have any Knicks now.
But at the end of the day, you're all NBA teams, right? It's a panel, so we're gonna respect it. So yeah. All right. All NBA second team. My All NBA second team was Shea, Donovan Mitchell, Jason Tatum, LeBron James, and Sabonis. Is that what's yours, man?
Hold on, you said LeBron?
Yeah, I have LeBron second team.
I thought I'd be the only one with LeBron, low key.
Felice had LeBron too, second team.
Oh, he had LeBron as well?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I feel like, man, second team was probably the hardest for me. Because I feel like, mainly because I'm comparing the third and second teams, I feel like the first team for me is, like, kind of stamped. But, yeah, I have Dame. I know the Blazers are terrible, but Dame Lillard has been crazy offensively this season. I had to go with him. Donovan Mitchell, I think that's another self-explanatory one. I had LeBron, same as you. And then the fours were tough. You said, who'd you have?
Tatum and Sabonis.
Tatum and Sabonis. Who'd you have first team?
I have Embiid taking the other forward spot.
So you would have Embiid?
And Jokic, both first team.
Hey, Jokic. But who's your third small forward?
Giannis.
Giannis. Okay. And then you have... Okay, now. That makes sense. I had... Giannis and Tatum low-key was, like, close for me. But I think recently with Tatum not being up to his standards, I put him on second team as well. And then my last spot... Yeah, this was tough. I'm low-key rethinking it right now. The more, like, y'all talking about it. You said you had Sabonis. I may bump him up to second team. I ain't gonna lie.
Yeah, Sabonis second team just because I had... It makes sense if you have Embiid and Jokic as centers, then yeah, Sabonis can't really be second team. But since I don't have it that way, then I open up the way for him to be second.
Yeah, I don't either. But it's like, I feel like his offense and like what he does for the Kings being the number one offense in the league, I feel like it's so valuable. And obviously, he's amazing playmaking as well. That's tough. I might low key make a last second change. I might put AD 13 and bump up Sabonis.
All right, that's fair. Come on, join the club.
Yeah, I might do that. It's tough. I mean, AD's played what, 55 games? You said.
Yeah, 55.
Yeah, I feel like that's. I mean, whatever. I'll put that in. Forgot like KD was played like what 47. Like yeah. I went like 47 is a little bit too.
Yeah, I didn't have KD
pushing
either.
It.
Yeah.
And
AD
yeah,
will play 56 by the end of tomorrow. So.
Yeah, 56. So yeah, I'm gonna put AD at 13, and then I'm gonna put Sabonis in second team.
All right, that's a nice list. And first team, maybe a little bit controversial. I have Damian Lillard as first team All NBA. I have Luka as well, and then Giannis and Embiid and Jokic. Those are pretty easy for me, honestly. Top three MVP candidates, all NBA first team.
Oh, Mark, I give my second one?
Yeah. Give us your second team, Swish.
This one was actually hard. But I had Dame, my second team. And if he played more games, I would have had him first. Because he was playing insane this year. Mm-hmm. But he missed a lot of games. I had Dame. I had Donovan Mitchell. I had Jalen Brown. I had LeBron James, and I had Jokic.
That's a solid list. So you have Jalen Brown second team. All right, interesting.
Yes.
So you have Tatum third team, or is Tatum and one of Tatum, Giannis missing your All-NBA?
No, Tatum and Giannis are both my first team. What do you mean?
So how did – so who's your – oh, Sabonis is the one who's missing it. All right, I see.
Yeah, Sabonis is missing.
All right. So who's your All-NBA first team, Swish?
I have Luka. I have Shai. Okay. Tatum. Giannis. And B.
Okay. That's a nice
But
one.
You could argue Dame, though, because he was
playing first team
high level.
Yeah.
You could argue that.
Who'd you have, Aza?
I think this is tough. I think this is pretty similar to I think Felice's, but I had Shea, first all NBA team, Luka Doncic, Giannis, and then obviously Jokic and Embiid.
Now, Felice
You
had
didn't have them?
Jokic second team.
He has to be second team?
Where are the two people who have Embiid and Jokic both as
Oh,
first?
okay. Huh? Oh no, okay.
So your list is more similar to mine.
Yeah, it's right there.
So we have virtually the same. Man, we have
Bro,
the
that's
same All
crazy.
NBA team does too, virtually. Maybe minus one player in a
Well,
different spot.
you had Dame first game. I had Shea.
Exactly. That's the only difference, literally, I think, in our All
I
NBA
put
teams.
Jaylen Brown. I don't think you put Brown. Or
You said
did you? I
what?
don't remember.
I did have Jalen
Did you
Brown. I have
put?
him in 13.
Okay, yeah, I had him 13 as well. But you put Randall over Markkanen. I had Lowry over
Oh yeah, that's
Randall.
the whole difference. Yeah. You know, I tried to
Yeah.
shamelessly put Anthony Edwards in somewhere, but it was impossible. So
Oh, nah. I low key, I wanted to make a case for Kawhi, but he's just like his 35 to 40 game stretch easily makes All NBA. Honestly, probably All NBA second team, but
just
it's
not
just
long
that
enough.
it's 40 games. Yeah, it's just 40 games of him being Kawhi Leonard. So I couldn't really put him in.
See, I
I
definitely consider
think
him and KD, but yeah, they
don't think he's
have
gonna
had
win.
to
He's gonna
take
make
the L.
All NBA first team ever again. Because he's likely to play 65 games next year
Yeah,
or
that's
in
actually
two
a good
years.
point. Yeah,
Yeah.
yeah.
I just don't see it.
A lot of players may, like next year, we may, Anthony Edwards may generally be All NBA first team. I'm excited.
That'd be crazy. Would it be eligible as a guard or a forward?
I think they'll probably give him both. But it's positionless,
Like
Azad,
that.
actually. It
I
doesn't
like him
matter.
as a
Remember,
guard better.
starting next year is positionless, so it doesn't matter.
I like him as a guard way better. I don't know about you, Clay.
You
Hey,
sound like you're underwater. You sound like you're underwater, bro.
they're the
Oh,
Clippers.
I said.
You talking about swishing me?
You, Azad. Now you sound better.
Okay. No, I was saying I like him better as a guard, like a lead guard, a guy who brings the ball up the court rather than a forward. But
I agree, but Chris Finch sometimes doesn't see the basic things. So,
yeah, I mean, you don't have to worry about him next year. So,
well, it depends. Tomorrow his job's on the line, so we'll see.
I mean, y'all signing Scott Brooks, so.
What? Hell no. Nah. You better have D'Antoni in the offices by like 4 days after you get eliminated.
I mean, bro, you see the Rockets. I don't know if the report was like legitimate, but they said they're interested in bringing Scott Brooks in. Yo,
That's definitely interesting. What the hell?
what's up?
Well, like the stretch 40 games have found Kawhi in 20.
You said
The 40
what?
games that
you know how you talk about Kawhi, like the stretches and all.
Yeah.
I can say Brandon Ingram hasn't played like all NBA first since the last 2 months. Ever since he came back, Brandon Ingram has been playing like all NBA games.
Are you saying
Like,
Brandon Ingram
he
has the same case? Is that what you're saying?
don't play. He played all season. No, he would be in my all NBA game. Brandon Ingram, if he was playing like how he's playing right now.
You said Brandon Ingram?
You said BI, yeah.
Yeah, honestly, BI is doing what he did last year. He kind of had a slow start, and then he just turned it up at the end.
I mean, he'd be all my second team, my third team, if he played all year.
Even though he's been eyed the last 3 games. Oh, I'm really impressed with his playmaking lately. That's been probably been the most impressive thing about him. This last couple weeks, the stretch he's had, his playmaking has actually been pretty impressive. And
Would y'all have him
obviously.
in y'all teams if he played all year?
I
It
don't
depends. I
know.
mean, there's so many
Oh,
good players. Would you put
could he
him
say
over
the same
Jaylen
thing for
Brown?
Giannis? I mean, I said Zion. Zion would be in there for sure if he played all season, but
That would sure, yeah, easily.
I mean, Brandon
That would be,
Ingram, nah, I don't
yeah.
think he would have made a team, honestly. I mean, because then the person he'd be playing against would be, does he deserve it over Julius Randle or Jaylen Brown? Those were my 13 forwards.
That's arguable.
And that's a tough, I don't think so. So, he's been very good lately, especially playing. And then they're gonna need it tomorrow, obviously, because they play Minnesota. So they're gonna need it to once again have a big game.
McGann's gonna
He's,
lock him up. Lock him up.
yeah, I think Jaden McDaniels will
I
probably
think
do a
down.
good job on him. You know, he has a good track record against Brandon Ingram for the most part.
Was
Now,
on
he kind of
defense,
has to
right?
lock him up, otherwise the team's cooked. So. Cause I like my chances for Anthony Edwards against CJ. I like my chances there. So, and I like my chances Jonas against Rudy. We'll see though. I mean, that's gonna be a really great matchup. I can't believe it's not on ESPN. Shame on the NBA for putting the Lakers and Jazz. No one want to see that. No one want to see the tanking Jazz.
Did do y'all have any snubs for all NBA?
I guess Jalen Brunson.
I had Brunson, bro.
Like, the Knicks guys for me.
Fox
also had Harden. Yep. Harden as well.
Harden was a snub too. Yeah, that's something I didn't have.
Come on.
Yeah, what's up?
Why doesn't it have that Pelican game tomorrow on ESPN? That makes no sense.
I don't. It didn't, it's the only game that has any relevance. I don't know why it's not on ESPN. It doesn't make any sense. It's literally a playing game. It's literally a playing game. Why would you not have a playing game nationally televised?
Which one? Pelicans and
Wolves tomorrow is essentially a playing game. Yeah.
Yeah.
Because, you know, the difference between 8 and 9 is pretty big, you know, in terms of the play-ins.
Bro, Omar, we about to play on Tuesday, bro. Oh my god,
let's go. That's gonna be fun, man. I'm looking forward. I want to play the Lakers. I need to get back. It's gonna be fun.
I pulled up the NBA pool for all NBA, and it's from 2017.
Oh my god!
You said what?
I was pulling up like players, for like my old NBA. Thinking about my old NBA, and it just pulled up from 2017. I was about to say, Rudy Gobert. I was like, wait a minute, what am I looking at?
Bro, when I made my all NBA first teams, oh my god, some of this shit is bad, bro. I had Gobert third team,
LeBron. Oh, you're saying team. Before the year?
Yeah, so when we did the award predictions.
Oh yeah, I forgot who I had. I probably got to listen to it back.
I had Trey first team. That was probably the worst pick I had.
I think we had Trey first team. Yeah, we did.
I had Kawhi and PG on third team, but like, literally, if they played actual games, maybe.
They probably, I don't know PG, but Kawhi definitely would have.
Yeah, like, some of these aren't like bad, but like, it's whatever.
Bro, how many times do y'all think that DeAndre Jordan actually made an All-NBA team?
Like, 3 or 4? Bro, I had Ben Simmons all-defensive first team. Oh, my God.
DeAndre Jordan making the All-NBA team Someone that year ben over Simmons. Cat was insane, bro.
Hey, yeah, I had Ben Yo. Simmons first team. Oh, brother.
Is there a Clutch Player of the Year award? Like, is that actually a thing?
Yeah, so it's actually like a sanctioned award.
Yeah, Clutch Player award. Yeah, that's real now. They introduced it last season.
There it goes, Darren Fox.
Yeah, he's finally getting awards. Everybody would agree it's Fox.
I didn't even know that. That's crazy. I didn't even know that.
Yeah, it's like an officially sanctioned award now. They changed like the MVP trophy. They added that award, and I forgot what else. It was like 3 things that they changed.
This nigga had Bradley Beal top 3. He's not in the top 3 Clutch Player of the Year. Stop.
Who said that?
Austin. Yeah. Bradley. I think he leads the league in true shooting in the clutch. But that's about it. I think Fox definitely runs away with it, though.
Yeah, I think it's definitely.
All right, y'all. Appreciate y'all coming on. And we'll be back very soon in a couple of days on Monday to discuss playing games because we won't really know anything until Sunday ends and teams are wrapped up. And then Monday, yeah, we get to have the fun of discussing the play-in. Whoever it may be.
Okay, see, about to put that belt. About to asses, right? Right.
To who?
Yeah, all right.
To who?
To Minnesota. What do you mean who?
Who said we're playing them?
Y'all are gonna play them. What do you mean?
What are you trying to say? You locking in a loss to the Pelicans tomorrow?
Yeah, obviously. You see how B.I. playing?
Oh, he's saying obviously.
Oh yeah, right. Okay, you don't know who Jaden McDaniels is, it seems like to me.
Nah, that's crazy. That's crazy.
You think B.I. is going to get shut down by Jaden McDaniels? That's crazy.
Yeah, didn't he get shut down earlier in the year already?
I'm going to put it locked. He's going to score 30 points in a W.
30 points in a 30-point loss. Go ahead. You gotta have that.
30 points. Yeah. No. It's gonna be a 30 point. CJ
Let him
McCollum's
take
gonna
those
be
nasty mid-range jumpers on a 6'11" wing. We'll take
CJ
that all day.
McCollum gonna have an efficient game.
Yeah, CJ
We got
McCollum is not getting
footage.
past Anthony Edwards.
We got footage.
Jose,
We
Jose.
got,
I
hey,
say
you know why I'm
Jose.
confident about this?
Yo.
Every time Azai has done this against me, he's lost. So I'm even more confident tomorrow that he's gonna look like
I
an idiot.
mean,
And on Monday, I'm calling you out.
I call you out. Y'all, the Pelicans are rolling, man.
Oh,
Just
yeah, they're
saying.
rolling. They play like six lottery teams, and you're talking about they're rolling.
I mean, they're still rolling. They have momentum.
Okay, cool.
He
That's
said
cool.
he didn't just say, "Yeah, I have them winning."
No,
He
I said,
said,
I
"Yeah,
guarantee you the Pelicans
obviously."
are winning.
Oh,
It's
you think it's
Azadi,
Charles
no.
Barkley? You see how Trey Murphy's shooting it? This man, Trey Murphy's been unconscious
You think
recently.
you're
Yeah,
worried
I'm
about
like,
a
okay.
shooter?
Listen, Aza, the only thing I'm worried about is the Minnesota offense. The defense will do its job. I'm only worried about the offense right now. Yeah, we go see if they
I ain't gonna
decide to
lie.
actually cook or not.
Dyson Daniels might have Anthony Edwards on lockdown.
Bro, you said Dyson Daniels. Let's be serious, man. That guy's getting 10 minutes
He's
tops.
been
Look at
good
Azad
defensively, but
trolling. Azad, look at you.
bro, I was like,
Where's your
bro.
Wizards, Azad? Were you not telling me they would make the play-in like a couple weeks ago?
Bro, they were
What
in the play-in. We were
happened?
talking about that.
Oh, no, nah, he
Okay.
said, what happened?
There
EJ's
you go,
awesome.
Azad. You're wrong.
Yeah, we went to the Wemby ways. We went to New
Yeah, I
Orleans,
don't
man.
care.
That's
You was wrong again.
If Dyson Daniels is averaging over 15 minutes per game in the last 20 games, I'll be extremely surprised.
Like, I'm ready.
Extremely.
I'm ready for the Pelicans tomorrow. I don't know if the Timberwolves are ready, but I am.
Bro, literally, last 23 games, he's averaging 14.5 on the dot. Like, he's out of control.
And our role players are feeling it too, Aza. You know, Torian Prince actually played like an NBA player today.
See, you could have said, oh, Brandon Ingram, oh, CJ McCollum. You mentioned it, role players. Like, we don't care about role players.
Yeah, what
Hold
I'm
on, you said
saying.
Trey Murphy's a role player?
Yeah, he is.
Well, offensively, he basically is.
Yeah, but he's been crazy recently. He's back-to-back
Why do you
MVPs.
play every Friday?
Mike Conley on
So,
him. We throw Mike Conley on him.
His
What's
a bag of
Saturday?
bones. You put in a bag of bones on Trey Murphy.
We're
My
pulling Mike
Timberwolves.
Conley out. Back up bones. Okay. Mike Conley gonna lock him down.
My Timberwolves is not worried about that. We
Thank you.
locking
Thank
up.
you, Felice. There you go.
Locking
Yes,
up.
sir.
What? You say your
Yes, sir. We
Timberwolves? Is
ready for
Jose
tomorrow.
Alvarado playing?
No. He's been out for multiple weeks already.
We're not worried about that.
Yeah, he's been out for a minute.
You do know they
I
beat us by
mean,
one point when they were fully healthy and we had no Cat.
yeah, but we'll see.
And
We'll
then
see. The
we
cat
beat
played
their
today,
heads
right?
in. Huh? Yeah, he's playing tomorrow. He played today and tomorrow. He's playing the back to back.
Okay.
He almost had a triple
Jokic.
double. You know he's
Good
on his
chat,
Jokic
bro.
wave.
It's gonna be a chat.
But
All
I'll
right.
talk to y'all Monday. I appreciate y'all coming on.
All right, see ya.
All right, see ya.